Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcus. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I got a bill. I mean, on charge on my dang credit card that I don't think I made to y'all. Let me get to my computer on it, please. 36870.
One second while I pull that up for you. Can I have your name, sir?
Willie Arnold.
One second, I'm pulling your account out. Could you verify your address?
2809 Gatewood Drive, Phenix City, Alabama, 36870.
Thank you for that. The account is loading up. Bear with me, the system is a little bit slow, sir.
Getting old like I am, huh?
I couldn't tell. Okay, so we looks like there was a initial charge of $7.95 on 1110, and this is for the Tundra exclusive offer. Are you familiar with that, sir?
I agree with that one, but the next one, what, $50-something on it?
Yes, sir. Let me look at
that. I disagree with that one.
Okay. So what I believe happened is when you actually made the purchase with the Tundra, it automatically signed you up for entry to win. So you paid the shipping and handling, and it signed you up.
That's my understanding. I paid the shipping and handling on it.
Yes, sir.
Which would have cost $7 and something for that. Now, at least that's what I assumed it was.
Yes, sir. And on that website, there's actually some terms and conditions. If you click the button, it actually opens up to a bigger box with all of these different paragraphs. And within the paragraphs, it basically says that every 30 days for the price of $56.95, they will bill you for your to enter into the sweepstakes to win until you cancel, to cancel that.
I want it canceled.
Yes, sir.
I don't want that $56 on my checking account.
No problem.
Credit card.
No problem. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Just a second, please.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
It is C as in Charlie.
C, okay.
262.
262.
588.
588.
789.
789.
So you won't be billed again for that charge, and I'm canceling the membership.
Okay. That $56 will be put back on my credit card, right?
So I can offer a 35% refund on that, sir.
Okay. Give me that then, and I'll... Well, that cooler that they said I'd get free, just pay shipping on it. Will I still get that?
No, that was just a sweepstakes to win. That was an entry into the sweepstakes to win it.
Well, they said I won it now.
Let me look in the system. Yeah.
I've got a ID number here if you need it.
Yeah, I see it was approved, but I don't see anything. Let me look at the terms and conditions. It says congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. So there wasn't a winning just based off of that, sir.
That ain't the way I understood it there.
Matter of fact, I can read further. It says, congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We will select one customer out of every 1,000 entries to win. By entering, you agree to pay the $7.95 the day you place your order for guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed after 2 days to enter the main contest, and one contestant will be chosen out of the 100 to win. Therefore, every 30 days, you will be entered to win for the price of $56.95 monthly.
Other words, it's just dang fraud, baby, huh?
Yeah, the terms and the conditions was laid out. You know, a lot of times we miss it if we don't, you know, click the buttons. You can be, you know, hiding in plain sight, sir. So.
Okay, I'm watching now. Not going to stuff like that.
But I definitely cancel that membership for you and refund you the 35% of what you paid.
Okay, thank you. How's the weather out in California?
as well as could be, sir.
Yeah. Well, you kind of cool and damp out this way and all.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. You do the same.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with, sir? Sir, is there anything else I can help you with?
Come on.
We will be talking with Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson in just a moment. He's considering a run for the White House. But first, to Rich in Palm Beach, Florida, with you, with your latest on Trump's big night tonight. Rich, what should people expect?
Good afternoon, Sandra. This event starts at 9 p.m. p.m. this evening. Former President Trump is expecting he's going to go after this for a third time, announce he's running for president, though the folks on his team will only say that this is a special campaign announcement and that will not commit to him actually running for president. So we're going to have to wait and see until he starts this primetime event tonight. There are a number of Republicans who are asking him not to announce for president. They say that given the midterm season and that December 6th runoff in Georgia and the potential the Democrats are just going to make that runoff race, that Senate runoff race, a referendum on Donald Trump, that he should just sit this out at the very least until after that has ended. Also, the former president's success rate in highly competitive races during the midterm season, according to Fox, is 13 of 37 races, or 35%. If Trump declares tonight, he's likely months ahead of other Republicans. One suspected candidate is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who just won re-election here by 20 percentage points. Trump has called him Ron DeSanctimonious. The Florida governor responded today, saying that when you're leading and getting things done, that's just the nature of the way things work here. He also talked about his own 20-point win here in Florida as taking a look at the scoreboard. There's a question now of who else may join this race in the coming months. Some Republicans have suggested that Trump will have some company for the 2024 nomination.
If he's the nominee, I'm enthusiastically supportive, but I also think if he chooses to run, there's going to be a process, there's going to be a debate.
There are expected to be about 200 people in attendance tonight. A person familiar with tonight's announcements is the former president's going to be taking a look